This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. In honor of Black History Month, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein speaks with Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., on carrying on the King's family message of love and dignity for all human beings.
I know that you played a key role in getting Martin Luther King Jr. Day passed as a national holiday. And I'm sure that wasn't easy, and I'm sure that it was a long road and that God was with you and on your heart that whole time. Could you share with me what that process looked like and what it feels like to have succeeded?
I traveled around the country a little bit. I was a state legislator. I was a co-sponsor of the holiday bill in Georgia, Martin Luther King Holiday. So just going around talking to people and getting people, I remember being in tears in the office of the Speaker of House of Georgia, Tom Murphy, and he was not inclined to let the bill come to the floor. And I was crying. I remember him saying, "Ms. Alveda, if you stop crying, we'll let the bill come out." I was very young, of course, at the time, and very frustrated. So God was very good during those times. So the Martin Luther King bill had to be ratified or passed in the states before it became the law of the United States. So that was an incredible experience for me. I just remember it, and I say that with God, all things are possible. My mother's 90, she's still here, and Mother says we have to heal on our feet and not to be bitter and to forgive. So that's the King family legacy. That doesn't just belong to Martin Luther King Jr.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.